Almost 3 in 5 people won't plan a holiday budget this year. Don't fall into this trap. First, you'll need to figure out how much you should spend on gifts. You want to make sure you can pay off your bills in 1 to 2 months. And some financial planners recommend that you not spend more than 1.5% of your annual income on gifts. Figure out all your expenses, like those decorations or holiday meals, and check out a website called ChristmasOrganizer.com. On this site, you can download holiday planner forms, gift lists, and calendars. Catherine?
Yeah, those eating out bills can really add up, can't they?
Right.
Thinking outside the box, too, a good idea when giving gifts.
Well, you know, who needs another sweater or crock pot, right? You don't always need to spend a ton of dough on gifts. You can curb all those last-minute gift impulses by giving a donation to charity in the name of a friend or relative. Check out CharityNavigator.org so you can evaluate and choose a legit charity. But you may also want to give your friends and family the gift of experience. Maybe you want to send your in-laws up in a hot air balloon. You can even send your brother to cooking class. Check out ExperienceDays.com and SignaturesDays.com. You can even have a day as James Bond, Catherine.
That is a good idea. All right, now another idea is to compare prices, and really it's easier to do that these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you can save time and money by shopping online, plus you don't get tempted by those impulse purchases. Do some comparison shopping. Go to shopping.com and bizrate.com. These sites let you compare products and deals. Plus, if you do decide to shop online, you can often get free shipping. Yes, free shipping.
And speaking of comparing prices, you should also shop around for some good cards out there.
Well, you know, if you don't carry a credit card balance from month to month and you have a good credit score, getting a rewards card is a great idea. But get the details. You may only be able to use your card at specific merchants. Plus, some cards are tiered. This means the more you spend, the more you earn. Here's some favorites from CreditCardRatings.com, Discover's More Card, and Blue Cash from American Express. You can check out the terms of these cards and many others at CreditCardRatings.com. And, of course, if you have a question, send it to us at TopTips@CNN.com. We love hearing from you.
Catherine? All right, Jerry, thank you very much.